office on the phone in on BBC Radio Wales on a Monday morning. It's Oliver Hyde sitting in for Jason Mohammed. And this morning, do we value age and experience? We're talking about the over 50s here. As one man's told the BBC that in looking for work, he feels that his usefulness has passed. New research from the Chartered Management Institute suggests firms are much less open to hiring older workers, prefer bringing in younger talent. So if you found yourself in this position, maybe you're an employer, and you can explain why some people might feel this way, and for that matter, what about society in general? Are age and experience valued, or is it increasingly a young person's world? It's 03700 100 110 to call. You can text 81012. Dr. Denise Taylor is the author of Find Work at 50 Plus and a life coach for the over 50s. Denise, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I picked a line, Addie, off your website this morning. You say, I want to focus on helping men and women over 50 to make effective life and career choices so that the rest of their life is their best life. So what's the issue here, Denise? What are you addressing?
Okay, but if we think about these articles that have been in the press about somebody feeling that they can't get another job over 50 and where this comes from, if I go back to when my book came out with 4 or 5 years ago now, at that point, it was very much there was more jobs than people, or sorry, more people than jobs. So people could be afford to be more focused on a certain age group. But now there's a need for more people back at work. So those of us, and I'm one of them, who are over 50, we should be able to get another job. And companies, organisations, which are it's not actually a real person, but an organisation, say they want to employ people like us, but it's the people that do the interviewing, the people that are possibly the age of our children or younger, and they take one look at us and they just have, not all of them, but some of them have very negative views and do think that we're old and past it. And, you know, we can wow them with our CV, we can wow them on a phone interview, and then as we walk through the door and they see our grey hair and our wisdom lines, and then it's like, no, this person's just not going to fit in. And there's a need to change all of that.
Why do they do that then? Is this a reflection of broader society's attitudes to people over 50, do you think?
Yeah, I think we've had for years it being, you know, youth is the way to go. And we all want to have the younger people. But it's changing, and I think people are now realising the importance of a multi-generational workforce. I was reading about McDonald's, and although not everybody wants to go and work there, but what they found is that when they employ people over 50, it calms the whole place down. There's, you know, less aggro going on before people, less conflict. And younger people have got people to talk to who have been there and seen it and can talk to them. Well, you know, they're feeling a bit down because their girlfriend or boyfriend left them. They've got somebody to talk to about stuff that they might not want to talk about with their parents.
So, and it's not just about finding work, is it? It's about development in the role that you're in when you get to 50. Have you reached your level? Is it? And I think a lot of people over 50 might feel that way. They can see retirement possibly looming. Well, this is what the Chancellor said on Friday, wasn't it? That a lot of people in their 50s actually decided during the pandemic, enough is enough, I'm going to retire early. Mm. He was pleading with them to go back to work. So if you do that, and it wouldn't be unusual maybe to feel in a bit of a rut in your 50s.
No.
What's your advice? What can you do?
Okay, so in your 50s, it's often the time when you think, is this it? Do I really want to be an accountant to the day I retire? Is there a job I really want to do? Possibly their mortgage is paid up, so it's less about the money. So it's a really good time in your 50s or 60s to think about, now I want to do what actually I want to do. So that's why I spend time with my clients doing, is working out what they have to offer, what will really excite them, what the workplace needs, and then find out what it is that you can do. The other bit to think about is, but do I really want to be working 50-hour weeks? Do I want to be opening my briefcase at the weekend? And often we don't. We want to work, but possibly we don't want to work full-time. And more organisations are recognising that and allowing people to work 3 and 4 day weeks and have more flexibility and more working from home. But I think at any age it's important to think, but what do I want to do with my life? But, you know, the older we get in our 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, we can see we've only got a finite amount of time left. So why not we do what we really want to do rather than what we feel that we ought to do? But you've still then got the choice about, well, I make somebody employ me? And clearly you can't. We need to change society's values and views. But what we can do, and what a lot of people do, is then become self-employed and do consultancy where your grey hair is seen as an honour mark, because clearly you've got gravitas because you've been around a few times.
Yeah, as you do, Denise. I don't know if you have, but you do. You have the gravitas. Thank you very much, Dr. Denise Taylor. So 03700 100 110. Do you feel that society values age and experience? And what Denise was talking about there as well, about maybe getting into your 50s, feeling in a rut. How did you get out of that rut? Have you got any advice to share this morning? 03700 100 110. You can text 81012.